And why this matters is probably obvious to you. There's so much information and so much research now on screen time and how it's affecting people. And there's so many reasons it's not healthy. So the number one thing, and we talked about this before in relation to sleep, is the blue light that emanates from your phone. You're holding it very close to your face for a great part of the day. So it definitely interferes with your circadian rhythm and sleep. In addition, you know, just the act of looking at your phone, having it in your hands can create wrist, carpal tunnel kinds of issues. It creates a hunch in the shoulders and this forward head lean that is very hard to counteract. And then saving probably the most important one to talk about for last is that it really affects depression and anxiety. And we're seeing a lot of research come out on this having to do with social media specifically and young children and screen time. And there's kind of two separate things. Just screen time in general for children is less clear, I think, in the literature, because I saw at least one research study recently that was saying something about it. It wasn't really the screen time itself necessarily interfering with neural development. So it can be a positive in some cases. But screen time as far as social media for both adolescents and adults is not healthy. It creates a lot of anxiety and depression. And some of this is by design. So the app designers, and if you ever listen to any of the interviews with people that talk about this stuff, it's really interesting how they purposely want to make you scroll more and spend more time on the app. And now I think TikTok has gotten to be especially the worst because now it's all like live streams of people trying to sell you something. So it's also become a means by which you can, you know, lose some control of your financial situation. And, you know, TikTok in particular, they're just making it so easy to click on a live video and purchase the product immediately or put it into a cart where you still can watch the video and then prompt you to buy. So there's any number of reasons giving yourself a digital detox is a good idea. In addition to just freeing up some of the time during your day, if you ever look at the stats on your phone about time spent on social media, like unless you're scrolling social media while you're on a treadmill or working out or something like that, that's probably about the only other thing you could really reasonably do at the same time. But if you ever look at your screen time on your phone for specific apps, it can be really interesting and give you a big clue as to whether you need to do this type of detox a little more often or not. The links to that, some of the research will be in the email, of course, for you to read all about that if you want to do something extra. But today's only habit is to just set the one digital boundary. So I want to give you some ideas about what that might be. It could be to uninstall the app entirely from your phone for the day. That's one really easy way to do it. There's also some different apps and features, I believe, on either Android and iPhones that can put on a do not disturb where you don't get notifications for a certain period of time. You can also take it at a specific time of day or kind of habit stack it with other things. So for example, there's also some literature that says, you know, maybe having the Wi-Fi next to your head at night or things plugged in next to your head, the EMFs, is not that great. So instead of plugging in your phone next to your bed, maybe today your digital boundary is you plug your phone in another room and just leave it in the other room. And then that way you also aren't having that instantaneous access to it when you wake up first thing. You can kind of wake up more naturally and maybe take a few breaths and do some of your gratitude practice or one of the other habits that you've been working on throughout this challenge. And so those are just some ideas about how you can do this. Now, if you need for your phone for work, obviously, or you have apps that you use specifically for work on your phone, you might need to figure out how to let those specific notifications come through. Or like I said, if it's just one app that's particularly problematic for you that you tend to spend too much time on or let it distract you, maybe just uninstall that one for the day. So hopefully that gave you some good ideas to set your digital boundary. As always, you'll be doing your 10 minutes of movement, which is amazing, and then optional are the extra reading, but I do think these are two pretty good ones, although it seems maybe obvious to you at this point that, because it's been in the news so much, that too much screen time or too many apps and social media can create a lot of anxiety and depression. But those links will be in the email. And yeah, I think that's about it for today. So hope you enjoy trying this little detox, digital detox, and be sure to let me know in the comments if this is something you practice already on a regular basis or it's something that you're going to try. Would love to just hear your thoughts about the digital media space and how you're taking any steps to mitigate that. So I will see you again tomorrow.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal, Nourish, Grow, LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.